This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
This is David Morgan with the weekly perspective for the week ending 22 December 2017. Well, I think it's a good place to start with the year-to-date metals prices, looking backward over the last year. So let's start out with the base metals. Aluminum was up about 19% year-to-date. Cobalt up a whopping 122%. Copper up 22%. Lead up 26%. Molybdenum up 8.5%. Nickel up 11.5%. Tin was off 9%. And zinc was up 24% year to date. On the precious metals, gold was up about 9% year over year. In other words, this whole year. Palladium up 50%. Platinum off 1%. And as of last week, silver was up only 1%. The gold-silver ratio favored gold just about the whole year, and it was up about 8%. On the stock side, the HUI index was off 1.2%, so on that index, investing in the miners basically went nowhere, slightly down. On the XAU, the more top-tier companies, it was up 1.7%, certainly nothing to brag about. And bringing in the U.S. dollar, the dollar was off 8.3%. For the year. Touching on energy, crude was up 6%, heating oil up 10%, natural gas off about 30%, and gasoline was basically flat. And I'm going to continue this week with the headline from the International Man, Casey Research. Our government's running out of candy. Very interesting article. Again, I suggest everyone read the whole thing. I won't read it all to you, but it's fascinating. Starts off with somebody that's well known on the internet and certainly is not afraid to do his own thing and speak his own words, and that's Mark Dice. I was introduced to Mark and his videos very, very early on. He's done several. The one that Doug Casey is referring to in this article is the one where, and he's done this more than once, he has a 10-ounce bar of silver and some Hershey's candy bars. And as people approach him, he asks if they would rather have a candy bar or 10 ounces of silver. The article points out that everyone just grabbed for the candy bar, with the exception of this particular video of one individual that paused for a moment and suggested, well, what would I do with silver? And Mark suggested that, well, there's a coin shop behind me. You could, you know, check it out. And the person pondered it for a moment and decided, no, I'll just go for the instant gratification. That's the gist of the intro to this article. It goes on to say what we've been saying time and time again, and I know people are pretty tired of hearing it, but the article goes on to state the facts, and that is that you can't get something for nothing forever, and that not only has the U.S., but Europeans, generally the West in general, has been living off of either taxpayer funds and continued borrowing. And because of that fact, sooner or later, the price has got to be paid. And this, of course, is something that, you know, I've talked about and many others for a very long time. And I know people are tired of hearing it. But nonetheless, it does require your consideration, because according to this article and yours truly, time is probably getting shorter than a lot of people think, which means that most governments that are in financial trouble will just do the easy option, printing money on a massive scale. And this has huge implications to your financial security. The politicians are playing with fire and inviting a currency catastrophe, or what I call a currency collapse. And this is a big reason why people should own some physical silver and gold. Precious metals are the ultimate form of wealth insurance. And let me pause here for a moment, because I have attended a lot of shows this last year. And the last one I attended was in San Francisco, the Gold and Silver Summit. And Doug Casey, Rick Rule, myself, Adrian Day, and maybe one or two more were on stage at the final panel discussion. And the question was given, what would you rather have over the next 10 years to preserve your wealth? Bitcoin or gold? And all of us said gold. Does that mean we're right? No, not necessarily. But gold has been around for 4,000 or 5,000 years and does have a pretty solid track record for preserving wealth in the long term. Whereas Bitcoin, as fantastic as it has been for this year, for those that own it and speculate in it, it certainly has a track record from roughly 2009 to present day. Something to keep in mind. It'll be interesting going out in the future to see exactly how this all plays out. But all of us recommended gold over Bitcoin for the longer term. And continuing on the crypto theme, crypto chaos. Bitcoin spikes above 17,000 after a flash crash where Bitcoin hit a big downward trend here for a very short time and bounced back up. It's interesting on another headline is that the Litecoin founder says he sold all of his holdings into the cryptocurrency. And there's a lot more coming out on the internet regarding these cryptocurrencies. In my view, and I'm not very studied at it, I think there's only a few worth really participating in any way at all. And some of those I even question, but that's me personally. I'm free market all the way. If you want to go the crypto route, go for it. It's up to you, but just be aware that nothing grows to the moon, and eventually all markets go up and down. Having said that, I have to give a shout out to a well-known and a very good friend of mine, or at least I consider him to be, and that's Mike Maloney. I met Mike at, I think, the second Silver Summit way back when, and Mike and I have stayed in touch over the years, and he continues to provide information of a quality, I think, that no one else can really match. That's my opinion. He just came out with a new video called Bitcoin to Hash Graph, and I finally watched the whole thing, and I plan on watching another time or two, but it was fascinating with, I think, a fairly objective view about Bitcoin and cryptos in general and what this hash graph's potential is versus some of the problems, in particularly with Bitcoin, as far as energy usage and speed of transactions are concerned. So I'd recommend that everybody take the time to watch this new video by goldsilver.com, Mike Maloney's website, or just Google it or go to YouTube and search it. It's very much worth listening to and watching and getting a little more familiar with this hash graph, which, from my opinion, only watching the video one time, seems to have a lot more qualities that will be more decentralized and probably bring people closer together than some of the cryptocurrencies, at least as they are currently performing. Just a couple more things to go over this week. I want to comment on the internet neutrality situation, which is key. I'm among many that said that the internet was as big a change coming to the globe, the world, as probably the Gutenberg printing press was during its era. And now the internet users are justifiably outraged by the FCC's decision to ignore the public and repeal net neutrality rules. But very few media outlets or internet users seem to understand that the net neutrality repeal is just one small part of a massive, larger plan to eliminate nearly all meaningful federal and state oversight of some of the least like and least competitive companies in America. To be clear, the net neutrality repeal itself is an awful policy that ignores the will of the public and the people who built the internet. It eliminates a wide variety of consumer protections that prevent incumbent ISPs from abusing a lack of competition in the broadband market. Without these rules, the ISPs will be able to engage in all manners of bad behavior, from paid prioritization deals that disadvantage small competitors, imposing unnecessary usage caps that their content is allowed to bypass, that is, per their rating. Should the FCC repeal survive a 2018 court challenge, we'll keep our fingers crossed, but who knows? The only thing standing between you and Comcast's bad behavior is going to be a bunch of empty promises. Basically, most of these big leaders in the media have a way of programming whatever they want, not what the will of the people is. So moving on, I'll always try to finish with gold and silver. I already started this podcast with what happened over the year. Gold did outperform silver. Silver is, and gold too, but primarily silver is a coiled spring right now. Basis the gold-silver ratio. It's a great time for two things. One is to go with the mining companies over the physical. I know I always teach own physical first. I'm not saying that isn't what to do. What I'm saying is, if you already have a physical position, you really should consider going into some of the better miners. And by the way, the Morgan Report will be putting out our favorites for the year 2018 in the January issue. Regardless of that, we saw a great move in 2016. We saw one of our favorites go from 250 to 18, called it nearly perfect on a trade. That would be like silver going up, you know, fourfold over that same time frame, which is late summer 2016. 2017, nothing to brag about. Silver is basically flat, and the miners as well, as stated earlier. However, I think this year we're going to see 2018 to be a better year, probably similar to 2016. And what I want to emphasize is we almost always get a nice run into the white metals, platinum, palladium, and silver at the beginning of the year every year. And this is a way to participate, is by buying now when no one really wants it and getting the leverage that you get in the miners, because you get good leverage in the right companies, which are very liquid companies that can be bought and sold with very little slippage, and you don't have any problem going in or out of the market. On the gold side, I think, again, gold is continuing to move. One of the headlines I didn't read was, I think Russia accumulated another 900,000 ounces or so. Both China and Russia, India, the BRICS in total, continue to build their gold reserves. Everyone says it's in the mainstream financial press, it doesn't matter, but just watch what they do, not what they say. And at some point, and I think 2018 is it, for various reasons, not to overemphasize the 1988 cover with the 2018 currency crisis with the Phoenix and the medallion around its neck standing on a bunch of burning currencies. I think this is the year 2018 that will be a shift, especially in the consciousness of people about money. Certainly the cryptocurrencies have had a great deal to do with that and shifted people's thinking altogether. I'm for competing currencies. The ones that you choose are like the best. Certainly is up to you. It's a free market out there, free thoughts. But on that space, again, I'll give you a little warning. I think it's best to be balanced throughout life, not only in your monetary affairs, but in your health and most things that you do. So that's it. I'm going to conclude with happy holidays, happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever your flavor. I am for people in general, and I am pretty tolerant. So regardless, I just do wish everybody a great new year, and anyone that cares to, please forward these podcasts or make people aware of them. I'll continue to try to do them on a weekly basis, regardless of where I am in the world, and this is my last couple of days in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I will be back in the States around Christmas.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.